Heights and deeper depths in you, God. We want to go to places that we've never experienced before in you, God. We want to go to places in our relationship with you that we have never tapped into, that we've never got close enough to you, God, to get to that place, God. We want to go deeper, my Jesus, into you tonight, God. We want to get so close to you, God, that we can hear you breathe. We want to get so close to you, God, that even if you whisper, we can hear you even when you whisper, God. We want to get so close to you. We want to get into the holy, Jesus, of holy places, God. We want to get into places, God, that only no flesh can dwell, God, but that only we can stand before you, Jesus, and have a relationship with you, God. God, we want to go deeper. My Jesus, we want to go deeper in you, God. And in 2018, we want to go deeper in our relationship with you. And in 2018, we want to go deeper in our revelation of you. In 2018, we want to go deeper, oh my God, even in our understanding of your word. We want to go deeper in our prayer life, deeper in our worship, deeper in our study, God. We want to go deeper to know who you are, God. We want to go so deep, God, that, oh my God, that people can't even find us, Jesus. We want to go so deep in you that even the enemy can't even find us, God. But God, we want to go so deep, God, that only you and us, oh God, only you and us are present, God. God, take us to that place this year, oh my God, not next year, but this year, God, on where you want to take us to, take us, Jesus, to that deep place in you, God. Take us to that place, again, that we have never experienced before in you, God. My God, I love you today. I worship you, God. I give you glory. I give you honor today, God, but because God, you are God all by yourself. God, you are the all-knowing. God, I just got to give you credit right now, God. I got to give you glory right now. Jesus, I got to give you praise right now. But God, you are the all-knowing God. You are the almighty God. You are our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the ending. God, you are our banner. Oh, my God. You are our blessed hope, God. You are our buckler, our shield, and our buckler. Ah, Jesus, you are our counselor. You are our defense. You are our deliverer. You are our dwelling place, God. You are our eternal life. You are our faithful God. You are our fortress. You are our great God. You are the God who forgives. Oh, God. God, you are awesome today. You are our author. Jesus, you are our advocate. Jesus. God, you are our comforter, our cornerstone. You are our consuming fire, God. You are our defense. You are our deliverer, Jesus. You are our fortress and our foundation, God. We praise you, God, today. You are our great God. You are our God. You are holy. You are our high tower, our strong tower. You are our healer, God, and we love you. God, you are intentional. Oh, God, I hear that one. You are our intentional in your relationship with us. God, you are jealous, God, and that you're jealous. Oh, my God, I thank you, God, that you're jealous of me. I thank you, God, that you're jealous for your people, God, that you just want to have a relationship with just us. God, you are our King. You are our Keeper. You are our Light, God. You are our Mercy, our Master. You are mighty to save. God, you are omnipresent. Oh, God, you are everywhere. God, you are our Overseer. You are our Peace, our Potter, our Projector. Oh, my God. You are all powerful, God. You are our Quickener. Oh, Jesus. You are our Quickener, God. And we thank you for quickening us, Jesus, in the Spirit. God, you are our Rescuer. I hear them. You are our Rock. You are our Redeemer, God. And we thank you. You are our Savior, our Shield. You are our Strong Tower, our Source. You are our Sustainer, God. You are our Trust. You are Victory, God. You are Wonderful. You are Wisdom. You are Excellent. Jesus. Jesus. And God, we love you today for all that you are, everything of who you are to every person on this call, every person that is going to listen, God. We thank you because you are, oh God. God, just like you said that I am. So whatever, God, that we need, you said that I am. And so, God, we thank you today. So, God, I pray today, Father, that you will bless your people, that you will move upon your people, that you will speak to your people today and say exactly what is said and needs to be said in the spirit realm, God. Don't let me go by flesh. Don't let me go by my own thoughts and my own feelings. But, God, let me pull it straight out of the spirit on what you are saying to your people today. today. Let me hear your voice so intently, so distinctly, God, that I'll be able to say exactly what you have to say tonight, God. Then open us up, God. Let us hear, receive, and do what you have, what you are speaking for us to do today, God. So, God, again, you are our deliverer. You are our sustainer. You are our dwelling place, God. You are our eternal life, our shield, our buckler, our defense. You are our banner, my Jesus, and you are our King. And God, we love you, my Jesus. We love you today, my God, and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. So honored again for 2018 to be a part of Man Up, the movement, amen, with Pastor E. I'm just so honored that that God even allows me, and he allows me, to speak into the lives of the people. I take that as an honor and a privilege that God would allow me to do this. Again, I'm just so honored. And again, because he is God. Besides him, there is no other. I just feel that encouragement tonight. I feel that encouragement for the people to remember, and I just thought the Lord saying, go back to this again for a second, that we need to remember, before we get into the Word, we need to remember just who God is. We need to remember his attributes. We need to remember who he is. We need to remember that he can't change who he is. He doesn't change based on circumstances. He doesn't change based on people. He doesn't change based on the devil. He doesn't even change based on angels, people's perception, people's thoughts. God is consistent. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God does not change. And I just feel this again to remind us that God is all-knowing, that he is our banner. I'm saying these words again, but I just feel this in my spirit. We got to get this, that God is our banner. He is our hope. He is our buckler. That means that he is our protector. He is our sustainer. He is our developer. Oh, God. I hear that one. He is our developer. Oh, God, we think that people develop us, but God says, I develop you. I develop you into that leader. I develop you into that prophet. I develop you into that apostle, that bishop, that pastor. Remember, I called you to be. I am developing you. I allow people to pour and to teach you, but I am your developer. Oh, Jesus. He says that I am your dwelling place. I got to say that again. I am your dwelling place, says God. I am the place that you need to dwell in. Oh, my God. This is for some of you. Don't dwell in people this year. Don't dwell in situations this year. Don't dwell in a protection of people this year. But God's saying, dwell in me this year. I am your dwelling place this year. Oh, God. I'm speaking prophetically already. God's saying that I am your dwelling place. I am the place that you need to run for protection. I am the place that you need to run to be delivered, to be set free, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, whatever that you need. God said, I am your dwelling place. I am your place of safety. I am your place of protection. I am your place of a safe haven, and I have prepared a place just for you, and your place is in me. God is saying that I am your dwelling place. He said that I am your fortress, Jesus. He says that I am your protector. I don't know why I'm saying this for the third time, but I just gotta say it like I hear it. He said that I am your protector. I am your fortress. I am your shield, that even when the enemy tries to come up against you, well, in fiery darts of the enemy, when the fiery darts of people, when the fiery darts of church folk try to come up against you, God says that I will be your fortress, I will be your protector, I will be your stone wall. Oh, God. He says, I will be your stone wall. Oh, Jesus, I hope you hear this. Yeah, a fortress is a stone wall that is built up around a city or a group of people to protect them from the hand of the enemy, to protect them from weapons, to protect them from bombs, to protect them from whatever that is trying to come up against them. And even weather, it protects them from weather, it protects them from storms. arms. It protects them from anything that tries to get into the walls of where the people are. And God says that I am your fortress. Ah, God, I need you to remember that, that as you're going through different situations this year, you're God saying that I need you to remember that I am your fortress. I am your protector. I am the one that is going to cover you in the midst of all your trials, in the midst of all your tribulations, in the midst of all your hardships. I am your fortress. I hear God saying, remember that I am your fortress. Ah, God. He says that I am your advocate. Ah, God. That when it seems like everyone else has turned their back on you this year, when it seems like everybody else is talking about you this year, when it seems like everybody else is against you this year, God says that I am your advocate. Oh, God, even when they're lying on you, oh, God, even when they're spreading gossip about you, God is still saying, I am your advocate. I am the one that's going to protect you. Oh, God, I hope you hear this. I'm going to be the one that's going to protect you, and I'm going to speak in favor of you. See, that's what an advocate does. It speaks in favor of, even when you're guilty. Oh, God, I hear that one. Even when you're guilty, I hear God saying, I will still be your advocate. Oh, God, I hear that one. Even when you're guilty of the sin, even when you're guilty of the backbiting, even when you're guilty of what they're saying about you, but God says, I will still stand and fight for you. I will still stand and speak for you. You don't have to say a word. Oh, God, this is prophetic for someone. You can stand and won't have to say a word. God is saying, let me be your advocate. Let me be the one who stands in and speaks on your behalf. Let me be the one who stands in and protects you and guards you when the whole world is coming against you, when the people are coming against you, when the church is coming against you. God is saying, let me be your advocate. Ooh, my God, my God. I hear God saying, let me be your consuming fire. Ah, my God. Let me be your consuming fire. And so when I think about that, sometimes we are consumed with many different things. We're consumed with TV. We're consumed with people. We're consumed with friends. Sometimes we're just consumed with church folks, with church in general. And God said, but let me be your consuming fire. Be consumed in me. Let your thoughts be about me. Let your actions be about me. Let your heart be for me. Oh, God. I hear God say, and this is another prophetic word, turn your heart from the church and turn your heart to me. My God. And I got to explain this. God is saying, turn your heart from the church and put your heart on me. Let your consuming, the fire in you come and be to me and not for the church. Because when your heart is towards me, when your zeal is towards me, then when the church says something wrong, you won't walk out. When the church says and do it right, you won't step out. When the church says to do it right, you won't say, I'm quitting the church and I'm never going back. But when you put your consuming fire in you for God, then he says that whatever happens, your focus will be on me and your heart will be on me and your heart won't be for a church. Uh-huh. And he says, when your heart is for me, then your heart will be for the church. But when the church messes up, you just won't get up and leave. Because I'm telling you now, the church is going to mess up. We're going to do something wrong. We're not going to say something right. We're not going to shake your hand right this time. We're not going to wave at you when you see it, when we see you all the time. Not on purpose, but things happen. But God says, but when your heart is for me, oh, Jesus, glory to God, then whatever happens in your life will not shake you, will not make you stumble, will not make you trip. He said, put your heart on me and get your heart off of the church. Oh, my God. I might get some emails on that one, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. God is saying that I am your defense. I am the one who's going to defend defend you, just like the advocate. I'm going to defend you. I am going to be the one that's going to support you, even in the midst of what you're going through. God is saying that I am your high tower, meaning that I am so high the enemy can't get over me to get to you. Oh, God. He says that I am such a tower that I have such a strength in me that when I put you behind me to protect you, he said, I don't care how big the enemy is. I don't care how big your situations are. I don't care how big the enemy looks. I don't care how bad that situation seems. God said, when I hide you, oh, God, he said, when I hide you, when I am your high tower, then that problem, that issue, that person cannot get past me to get to you. Oh, God. God's saying, let me be your high tower. He said, don't stand in front of me. Oh, God, I hear that from someone. I hear God saying that you are standing in front of God, and you're trying to take the brunt of all of the warfare. Jesus, I hear that. And God is saying that you're standing in front of me, and you're trying to take all of the brunt of ministry. You're trying to take all of the brunt of people. He's trying to take all of the brunt of how people are treating you and talking about you. But God says, if you will just stand behind me, that I will be your high tower. I will be a strong tower. I will not allow those things to affect you any longer. He says, I'm your advocate, your I am your dwelling place. He said that I am your fortress. He said, get behind the wall. Jesus, glory to God. He said, get behind the wall. He said, I can't protect you if you're on the other side of the wall. Jesus, I'm just speaking some prophetic words. We're going to get to a short message here in a minute. But I hear God saying this is for someone. He said, get behind the wall. Get in the four walls. He said, right now you're outside of the four walls. And he says, I can't protect you when you're outside of the four walls. Oh, God. Yeah, yes, you may be a bishop. Yes, you may be a pastor. Yes, you may be an international evangelist. And yes, you might have some strength and some power and some anointing. But I hear God saying that I need you to get from the forefront and get in the walls. Jesus, get behind the walls. Jesus, get behind the walls. Somebody say out loud, get behind the walls. Get behind the walls. Say it out loud that you're listening in your home and just say, get behind the wall, Marvin. Get behind the wall, Sue. Get behind the wall, Edward. Get behind the wall, Tim. Get behind the wall, Bill. My God. God's saying, get behind the wall. I'm just speaking prophetically right now. God is saying, get behind the wall. Oh, God. Glory to God. And God says that I am your potter, that I'm going to mold you this year. He says that, oh, this is for someone to speak prophetically. God is saying that I have just about molded you into the place that I'm about to make you national. He's saying, I have almost finished molding you to take you regionally. I have just about almost finished molding you to bring you before the church. And he said, but there's a specific time frame that I have to release my masterpiece. There's a specific time frame that I have to release you, prophet. Jesus, to release you, prophetess, for the kingdom of God. Yes, you have a heart for the kingdom. Yes, you have a heart for the people. Yes, you have a heart for ministry. But God is saying that I have to release you at the right time because I'm still molding you. I'm still your potter right now. He said, if I release you right now, there's still a little ditch in you, oh God, that I have to carve out. There's still a little deep crevice in you that I'm trying to add additional clay to heal you. Oh, God. So I hear God saying that you're almost in 2018 is the year that I'm going to release you. Oh, God. I hear prophet. I'm going to release you, prophet, to the place for ministry for the kingdom of God. But God says that this is the year, but not February. Oh, God, I hear that. This is the year, but not February. He said that your time frame will be June or July, prophet. Your time frame will be June or July. I hear God saying, but just wait a little bit longer. You've waited 18 years already. That's your confirmation that I'm speaking to you, prophet, that you waited 18 years already. You've waited in the ministry. You've waited for God to do this thing. And now God's saying, I just need you to wait 5 more months. Just 4, 5 more months. And he said, then I'm going to release you, oh, Jesus, to the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Let's get to some word here. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I just had release. This broadcast is about a prophetic release. And I try to sometimes just go straight into teaching, but it's a prophetic release. I have to release what's in the prophetic realm. I have to release what is being said in the spirit realm to the people that are listening. And I hear God saying that you have to receive it. You have to believe this thing, and you have to walk out this thing. He said that even though I speak it, I'm a gentleman. I hear God saying, I'm a gentleman, and I'm not going to go past your no. Jesus, I got to say this. I'm a gentleman. I won't go past your no, but in your no, I will go past you. Jesus, I will not go past your no. And I think I put this on Facebook a few weeks ago, and God's bringing this back to me. He said that I will not, I'm a gentleman, and I will not go past your no. If you tell me no, that you don't want to minister, if you tell me no, you don't want to be a preacher, if you tell me no, that you don't want to prophesy, if you tell me no, that you don't want to sing, God says I will be a gentleman, and I will not go past your no, but in your no, I will go past you, Jesus, because the ministry, the kingdom of God, has to advance with or without you. Now, this is a prophetic word for someone. With or without you, that the kingdom has to advance, that the ministry has to advance with or without you. God said, I want you to go with me. He said, but if you tell me no in this season, Jesus, God, my Jesus. He's saying, if you tell me no in this season, 2018, then your no will cause me to go past you. My God. And it will take you 5 years to get back to the place that God wants you to be in. It will put you behind on where God wants you to be. Jesus, I'm speaking prophetically to someone. It will put you behind if you tell God no in this season. There's about 6 of you on this call now that have been saying maybe to God, but in your maybe, you're telling him no. Oh, God. In your maybe, you're telling God, well, if the right situation happens, if the right circumstances comes into play, then my maybe will turn into a yes. But I hear God saying that if you continue to say maybe, then your maybe is going to turn into a no, and then your no, I'm going to move past you, and I'm going to advance the kingdom without you, and it's going to take you 5 years to get back to the place that you were today. My God. Let's get into this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I've got to give you some scripture. Chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment to God, it says but for a moment, to us it seems like eternal, but to God it's just for a moment, but which is just for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And when I look at this scripture, and God says that for this cause we faint not, but we cannot faint in whatever cause we find ourselves in. We cannot faint based on what we are, our present circumstances are in. We cannot faint regardless of what we're going through, regardless of what we're experiencing, regardless of the enemy, regardless of people. We cannot faint in the time. Oh, my God, I thank you. We cannot faint in this time. We cannot faint. For which cause we faint not. I need you not to faint in this season. For at this time we faint not, but through our outward man, though our outward man perish, but the inner man is renewed day by day by day by day, if we faint not. For our light affliction, I'm like, God, well, wait a minute. God, the things that I'm experiencing in my life, the things that I'm going through in my life, the things that I'm fighting in my life, the things that I'm going through emotionally and family-wise and maybe financially or work-wise or boss-wise, whatever that thing may be, how can God, how can you sit here and tell me that this is a light affliction when I just lost my house, when I just lost my car, when I just lost my family, when my daughter just walked out, when my wife just walked out, when they just pronounced me sick, when they just said I had cancer, when they just said that I had diabetes, when they just said that I have a terminal illness? How can this thing, God, be a light affliction on me? And so we sit here and we think, well, God, do you really understand this affliction that I'm going through? Do you really understand that the tests and the trials that I'm going through? And so then the enemy comes in there and tries to make us think that God doesn't understand, that he doesn't care, because we see no action but what we see. Oh, God. See, sometimes I like this. This is that we look at and we base God on what we see. We base God's reaction on what we see. We base God's faithfulness on what we see. We base God's fortress. Oh, God, getting back to that. We base God being a fortress based on what we see. We base God being unintentional based on what we see. We base him being our advocate or our counselor or our defense or our deliverer based on what we see. But God says, look at, while we look not at the things that are seen. And I'm saying, okay, God, you're telling me to look at things that I can't see. How can I look at things that I can't see, God? How can I look at this thing? How can I fight this enemy that I can't see? How can I fight these evil spirits that I can't see? How can I fight in the spirit realm that I can't see? But God says, don't look at what you can see, because what you see is deceiving. What you see is alive. What you see is just temporary. God is saying, but if you begin to look in the spirit realm, if you begin to look at what is not seen as of yet, even if you begin to look at things that God promised to you, that God spoke over you, that God said that you would be, that God said that you would be there, that vision, see, you don't even see the vision yet, but if you begin to look at the vision that God gave you, then you'll be able to see clearly what God is doing in your life. You're God saying, quit looking at what you see today. Quit basing how God is faithful based on what you look at today. Quit looking at things in the natural to determine how God is faithful in the spirit realm. God is saying to shift your eyes, to shift your vision. God wants us to, the song says, to go deeper. In order for us to go deeper, we got to quit looking in the natural. We got to quit responding in the natural. We got to quit responding by what we see. We got to quit responding based on our circumstances. See, 2018 cannot be a year that we respond based on our circumstances. 2018 cannot be a year that we respond based on what we see. But God is saying that we got to base this thing on what we don't see. We got to base this thing on the things that we have not seen yet. We got to base our faith on the visions and the promises that God has spoken over your life. God is saying that if you continue to look in the natural, if you continue to look at your ministry, oh God, come on now, God, thank you, God. You're God saying that, pastors, if you continue to look at the three members in your church, you will close your church this year. That's for someone, that's prophetic for someone. If you continue, pastor, to look at your congregation this year and you have those three people, oh God, and one of them is there half the time, and then another one is there when they feel like it, God says if you continue to look at it in the natural sense by what you can see, God says that you will close the church by the end of this year. But I hear God saying, shift your vision, shift what you see based on the vision that I gave you. Shift your vision based on what I have spoken in your spirit. He said, shift your vision based on what I promised you. God says that I promised you. See, so when God gives you a vision, God gives you a promise. When God gives you a vision, God says that this is my stamp of approval. When God gives you a vision, this is a promise. I keep on hearing that word promise. This is a promise that I made to you, and this promise has to come to pass. But God is saying, but you've got to quit. You must quit looking at it about what you see. Quit basing, oh, God, for prophets, quit basing your prophetic ministry based on how many people come back to you and tell you that you are accurate. Oh, Jesus, quit basing your prophetic ministry on how many people respond to you on Facebook to say that you're a prophet. Quit basing your prophetic ministry on how many people follow you on Instagram. God is saying that if no one comes back and tells you that you're accurate, God is still saying, if you are in my spirit, if you are in my will, if you spoke what you heard from me, God is saying, base your prophetic ministry based off of the vision and what I have said to you, and quit basing your prophetic ministry based on how people respond to you. God, Jesus, glory to God. We are waiting by what we see to move in God. We are waiting to move by what we see. Oh, my God. We are waiting to move in our ministries and in our life based on what we see. And God is saying, quit looking at what you see. And he's saying, begin to look at what you don't see. But he's saying to shift, to look at things which are seen, but look at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary. Thank you, God. See, if you can, like I said, if you continue to look at the church with three members, it's going to be temporary and it's going to shut down very soon. But he said, begin to look at in the spirit realm, begin to look at the promise, and God is saying that then those things will become eternal in your life. Jesus. And when I say eternal, it doesn't mean when you get to heaven you'll see things. It says that when you begin to see things in the spirit realm, then that vision in you will be eternal in you, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, no matter how people walk out, no matter how people laugh at you, no matter how people talk about you, it will become eternal in your spirit. And you will not allow that vision to die because it's eternal in you. See, we think that eternalness is when we die and we get to heaven. But God says that if you base your ministry on what you don't see, and you look at the things that you don't see, which is your vision yet, then God will say that vision will become eternal in you, and you'll be able to walk in that vision no matter what the circumstances in your life will be. Just a few more minutes and I'll finish with this message. But God says, so quit looking at what you see. Quit looking at what you see. And the topic that I want to tell you that God is saying, he's saying to stop settling. Stop settling by what you see. Settling means that we accept or agree to something that one considers to be less than satisfactory. Let me read that again. Settle, when you settle, S-E-T-T-L-E, when you settle, that means that you accept or agree to something that one considers to be less than satisfactory. And God is saying that when we look at things in the natural, we become settled, and we become, and we agree or accept the less satisfactory. We accept the place that God said, this is not where I have you. This is not your full destiny. This is not your full place that I want you to be in. But we got to shift our focus from what we see to what we don't see. Shift our focus from the vision that we have not seen yet, the promises that we have not seen yet. God is saying to stop settling because it has to get better than this. Stop settling because it has to get better than this. It has to get better than this. What you see today, it has to get better than this. Quit settling. But what you see today, what you see yesterday in your ministries, he's saying to stop. It has to get better than that. Stop settling by what you see. Stop settling by your circumstances. Stop settling by what people say. Stop settling because you've only had 10 people in your church for the last 6 years. God said to put your focus back on the vision of what you don't see. He's saying it has to get better than this. He's saying stop settling in what you don't see. Stop accepting or agreeing to something that is considered to be less satisfactory. Oh, God. And I even looked at the word, and another definition for settle means silence. My God. And another definition for settle is silence. When we become silent. See, when we settle with something, that means we become silent and we come in agreement with something. We agree and we become silent and we don't say nothing else. Even if it's not in our favor, some of us become silent. We settle with it. Well, I think about that bully and the bully in high school and middle school and stuff like that. They're all big and loud. They're all this and that. And so when we become intimidated, we become to settle, we become quiet, and we accept that we're the object of bullying because we think that we can't get any better than that. The enemy begins to make us think that we're not better than that. And so we begin to settle for the bully. But see, do you know what a bully does? Well, all they do is that they come to make a noise. And I hear God saying that we have become intimidated by the sound of the enemy. We have become intimidated, Pastor E, by the sound of the enemy. And the scripture says that the enemy comes as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Roaring means that it's a sound. Roaring, you can't see this, so you can't hear, you can't see roaring, you can't feel it, but you can hear it. And God is saying that some of us have become silent, we have become settled because of the roar of the enemy, because we have become intimidated by what we hear, and we become intimidated by what we see in the natural realm, and so we have given up on the vision that we have not seen yet because we believe that it cannot happen based on the circumstances of where we are today. God says, quit basing your ministry, quit basing your circumstances on the roar of the lion. I got to say that again. Quit basing your ministry and your effectiveness in ministry based on the roar of the lion, based on the intimidation of the lion, based on the sound of the lion or the enemy. Don't give up. Don't give in. Quit becoming quiet due to your circumstances. God says to quit being settled. It's got to get better than this. Stop settling. It's got to get better than this. I've got to say that again. It's got to get better than this. I need y'all to say, somebody say this out loud. It's got to get better than this. And say it out loud in your home. It got to get better than this. I know that's not grammatically correct. It has to get better than this. It got to get better than this. Say that in your car. It has to get better than this. Say that to your spouse. It has to get better than this. Say it to your children. It has to get better than this. Say it to your ministry. It has to get better than this. And it may not be bad right now. And it's not saying that everything is always bad. But God wants us to get deeper. Oh, my God, the song confirmed this tonight, that we got to get deeper in God. Quit settling for just shallow. Quit settling for the shallow part of your life. Quit settling for the shallow place to where there's no depth, there's no height, there's no, oh, my God. When we don't step in out of the shallow place, then there are no, there's no expectation. Oh, God. Well, when you stay in the shallow part, there's no fear when you stay in the shallow part. There's no excitement when you stay in the shallow part because it's a safe place. Oh, God, it's a safe place. Get out of the shallow part, I hear God saying. He said, get out of the shallow part. Quit giving up. Quit being silent. It has to get better than this. It must get better than this. It has no option but to get better than this. It has to get better than this, y'all. Oh, my God. So God is saying tonight, quit looking at what you see. And stop settling for what you see. Quit being silent by what you see. And God said, and quit being silenced by the sound of the roar. My God. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, today we thank you for this word. We thank you for the prophetic word that went forth. We thank you for the word that went forth, God, because you said that it's got to get better than this. It has to get better than this. It got to get better than this. It must get better than this. To stop settling, to stop being quiet, God, to quit accepting and agreeing to something that is less satisfactory. God, you said to quit being intimidated by the sound of the enemy. God, you said to allow allow us to move in the deep places. God, you said to allow us to move and get out of the shallow place, to get into the deep place in you. So, God, as this word went forth, let it get deep in every one of us, God, that we will not accept in 2018 the shallow. In 2018, we will not accept just waving our feet in the shallow water, but we will step out there in the deep into the things that we have not seen yet. Oh, God, we will step out into the things that we have not seen yet, and we will step out into the deep places in you, and we will stop settling for second best. Oh, God, that God, put this in our spirit, that it has to get better than this. Put this in our spirit. It must get better than this. It has no option but to get better than this. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, amen. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Pastor, are you still there? Thank you, God. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus.
Yes, I'm always here. You know, you put a word out there, you catch me up off guard. Get your mic on. Hurry up. But I'm basking in the word. This is not Man Up the Movement. This is a connection to the Now Network. But this is prophetic release with the Apostle Marvin. And you have prophetically released in this house tonight. I am basking in the word that God has delivered through you. I see the elevation in you. And I am just proud to be your brother and to know that we are family and that God is continually moving, not just on my behalf, but on our behalf, because we agree that it's not you. That's the one thing I learned about friends. Y'all, you ain't nobody and neither am I. But when we let be somebody in us,
we
can really receive a word. You can preach to me. I could, you know, it's not, I'm not trying to be, funny acting, but there's not many that I can sit under. But how can I put this? You got to have a relationship with somebody to know the connection of word for me as a leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why God has put me in a position to bring those. You said, thank Pastor, man, I'm nobody. God sent you in my life to enhance the word. All my other covenant partners, God sent to enhance my life, and then to operate in his ministry, that we could really share the word. You have prophetically released here on this call tonight, and I know some other of our covenant partners are saying, did he talk to him too? I had to say this last night. We did not have a conversation offline about the word that was shared. The Lord told me what song to play, and it just went forward, and the word confirmed everything that we're trying to go to another level in. That's confirmation. That's affirmation that God is moving on your behalf as well as he is mine. So God bless you. I had to get that in first. We want to open the lines for anyone out there that has been on this broadcast. If you're listening to us live online, you have to call the number to be able to communicate with us. And that number is 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. And we're starting to see our internet listeners grow. We want to let you know that we're not putting you off to the side, but you have to call the number on the board for us to get you on the queue. Anyone else that's in the queue that would love to share with Apostle Marvin a confirmation, need a prayer request, just need to hear from the apostle one-on-one, go ahead and dial one right now. We're going to make that available for you right now. Area code. Now, these numbers, as soon as you got to going, these numbers already dial one. They may be a mistake, but we're going to first give them first option. Area code 313. Last 4-0-4-2-4. You're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Hello, how are you?
Bless.
Wonderful,
hello?
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah.
Prophetic,
God bless. I'm sorry.
I was being silly. But see, if you get to know Pastor Eve, when the anointing starts flowing, I get silly out of nowhere. And I'm not really a silly person, but I got that giggle on me. And I was just saying, you said, how are you? I said, I'm prophetically released.
Oh, okay. That's a good way to go about it, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have a comment?
When I receive a prophecy that I hear from the word of the Lord.
Are you saying, can you receive a prophecy?
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear some gray area in there. Did you have a word that you wanted to share with us? And this is the time.
I think she wants a specific prophecy for herself.
Yeah.
Word for yourself. I'd have jumped all up in your business. But go ahead. Go ahead, Apostle.
I'm going back to what was spoken already. And I just hear him saying that you must quit looking in the natural to determine how God is wanting to use you in the spirit realm and how God wants to use you for the kingdom of God. Because, and I know that's easier said than done, of course, because we do look at things in our life. Sometimes we base things going on in our life based on how maybe effective that we are. We base people's feedback to us based on how effective that we are. But I just hear God saying that we have to quit waiting or looking for people to affirm us to determine how effective that we are. And the Lord is saying for you that your effectiveness is not based on how people respond to your ministry or to respond to the prophetess in you, because there is a prophetess in you. But God is saying, but just to allow that prophetic release, I guess you can say, to come forth up out of you, and then you be comfortable to know that what came up out of you is what God said, and then begin to look back in the spirit
But how can I recognize that? I don't know how to acknowledge it. I don't know when is the time
I've been waiting for that part. So now I can tag team on that. Is when you discover this is when it's all gonna take place. You're now going to God. See, mm-hmm. I could never understand how to give somebody else another word clearly until I learned, first of all, who was giving the word.
So mm-hmm. What I'm trying to understand is that he's saying is that I receive messages from the Lord myself.
That's prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I'm doing that. I don't think I'm doing that.
That's when you're doing it. See, the first thing you have to understand in this relationship with God is that you're out the equation. There's not a sign or a foretell. Now, I know some people say, I got a prophetic word for you. Let me just tell you what prophetic is. Prophetic is having a divine relationship with God that you can be able to acknowledge something that other people that aren't prophetic can't. That comes from relationship.
But I'm not a recognizer. I understand what you're saying. But
well, it goes back to relationship. If you can't recognize it, there's no class. There's relationship. But here's three words that came to me when Apostle Marvin was speaking to you. These are three words that came to me to speak into your life: prophetic, anointed, and elevated. Those are things that's your personal requirements. You can't look for somebody else to give you the prophetic. You can't look for somebody else to give you the anointing. And you cannot look for somebody else to elevate you. Only your relationship with God and your dedication to those still to principles God. Of prophetic, oh my God, anointed, and elevation is in relationship with him. That's when it will all come clear.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen.
So in other words,
I have a green room because this is a conversation that we can really go deep in. We have several of the callers. I'm going to put you in the green room. I'm going to bounce over and talk to you while I allow
the rest of our callers to come in to keep it flowing.
Okay.
Then we'll get a little connection, come back in, and by then maybe you have a couple more questions. We'll go that route. But I hear your heart.
Fine.
You got a passion, and so don't hang up.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Let me do this.
Right.
Area code 850, last 41652. You're live on Prophetic Relief.
You're live on Prophetic Relief.
With Apostle Marvin.
With Apostle Marvin.
Okay, that was an old one. Minister Terry, you're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. I tell you, Apostle Marvin, Pastor, I've been listening to him, and you know, I'm taking all of it personally because I love what he said, too. Stop settling in the flesh. Look at your vision and your ministry in a spiritual realm. Because you know what? I was praying to the Father. I was praying to him about this, and I tell you, I say, glory to God. I thank you for this word today to Apostle Marvin because it was so on time and so needed because, I just thank God. I thank God that you brought this word for today. God bless you, and God bless you too, family, Pastor E and Apostle Marvin and all the listeners. Amen.
Amen. God bless you as well. I think Pastor E went to the green room. Is there anyone else on Pastor E that wants to get on? I think he's still talking to the lady. So I just said this once more before we get off here, before someone else jumps on. So just remember to look, and the Lord just said to look at the vision that I gave you. And to embrace the vision that I gave you. And don't base your circumstances on what you see. Don't base the promises that God said based on what's going on around you. And he said, and don't settle for anything less than what God put in you to do. Because when we become settled, we become quiet. When we become quiet, then we begin to stop doing what God has called us to do. And when we become quiet, we begin to shut down, and we begin to quit, and we begin to give up. So God is saying not to give up. He's saying to continue moving forward. He's saying that it has to get better than this. It must get better than this. It has no option but to get better than this. And we must move forward this year. I believe that this is one of the main years that God's signs, wonders, and miracles are going to happen in the body of Christ. And so stay the post, stay the vision, focus on the vision, focus on the promises, focus on what God said about you, and then it has to happen. But again, it's getting that into that deeper relationship. It's getting into that deeper understanding. It's getting deeper into his word, getting deeper into prayer, into fasting, getting deeper into the things that we have just became shallow in, Jesus. You see, it's easy, I hate to say the word easy, but always in January we do a 10-day fast, 21-day fast, 30-day fast, but we do it every year. So we step into shallow. That's shallow because it's just we do it every year. But God is saying, now let's step into the deep and let's fast every month. Let's fast 2 weeks out of the month every month. Fast once a week out of every month. Get deeper in this thing. If you pray just in the mornings, but begin to pray in the evenings too. Get into your prayer closet. Get deeper in this thing. And get out of the shallow places that, unless in all of us, and not all of us are in the shallow places, but God said get into the deep places. Amen. Are you back yet, Pastor E?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor E?
He's still in the green room. But you know what, Apostle Marvin? Yes, I was listening to you. It must get better this year. Yes.
Yeah.
This year, the Lord has been speaking this year. He has been just speaking. Oh, Jesus. I just say, don't quit, don't turn, don't give up, and don't look back. And just, you know, I always say, whatever, just be patient and be thorough and be faithful. Faithful to his mm-hmm. word. And you said something too. You just continue. And if you're fasting, to fast two more weeks out of the month. Because that fasting, it clears you. It clears your spirit, and it cleanses the spirit too. So glory be to God. Awesome word.
Amen.
Awesome word.
Amen.
And right on time. Amen. Right on
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Thank
yes.
God. Pastor, are you back yet? We're having some great conversation, obviously.
Hello.
Amen. Amen. Pastor E is back. I've been on the other end in the green room. We had a great conversation. Minister Terry, you held it up. We do have one other caller for you before we get ready to shut down. Area code 240, last four, 4090. You're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Yes, good evening. This is Pastor Kirk. How are you doing, Apostle Marvin?
I'm doing well, thank you. You
wasn't able to catch the whole broadcast, but I did catch the end part. And I was my prayer request is for a couple of things. One is that I've been under a severe attack against my finances, and even though I'm paying, you know, I pay my tithes, I give offerings, and I find that, you know, it's such a struggle to move forward in that. And also that I would have clarity for the vision that God has given me. You know, he's shown me things in dream state or in vision state, but how to make that happen, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And the scripture also says to wait on your ministry too. So
okay,
the vision
yes.
that God has, so the ministry that God has given you, again, you got to wait for that right timing. And when it's the right timing, then God's going to begin opening up those doors for you to begin to walk through whatever that ministry is. And so,
okay.
and I know a lot of times we wait, and for years it seems like we're waiting, but there's always the proper time that God has for us. And I've been praying for your finances. I'm going to continue to pray for your finances and believe God for that. But just focus on the deeper this year, like we were talking about, focusing in deeper with God, that deeper relationship, that deeper revelation, and just focus on the vision, not the circumstances. And I know it's easy to say, but focus on the vision and keep your mind on the vision, and then God will begin to open up that vision that he put in you.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I could just say one thing, because I'm very kind of like connected on the financial part, when financial attack comes, it's not always, I know people are going to throw rocks at me. Everything that happened is not the devil.
No,
a lot
it's
of
not.
Things that happen is trying to push us to another level that we've been holding mm-hmm. back from. This is prophetic release tonight, huh? I know I had problems mm-hmm. with my finances when I was holding on trying to do me. It just did the normal and the natural things. When God kept telling me to go to an entrepreneurial point in my life, that it wasn't about me, but blessing others. Breakthrough comes when it releases from you to God, and it's about others.
Okay.
Where'd that come from? Prophetically. From
you want to break that down?
But move on that and look for other avenues that will now not only bind you by any attack, but confirm you to be in place for any situation that may come up. Call me later. I have some suggestions. I have your number right here. I'm gonna text you. Our ministry does have some suggestions on how to go entrepreneurial and how to rebuild your finances and protect your finances.
All right.
And if I have the honor, I'm gonna text it to you.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, it's done. It's time to grow. You know, that's one thing about the body of Christ, that we have to be really willing to share opportunities with others instead of just giving advice. It's time to grow.
Right.
It's time to grow together. Can we all be entrepreneurs? Can we all be, I think this is the first time we've connected, but the way we operate is by entrepreneurial business ventures and hard work and hard labor and being committed to being good servants and also masters of our finances. That's where it calls in ministry, that we're not waiting around saying, who's going to do this? No, we're going to do it ourselves. So I'm glad you mentioned that tonight, because we have so many things boiling on this network to grow the body of Christ. And we're willing to share that freely. So I'm going to text you a couple of little ideas, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Because I have some visions that the Lord has shown me, and I started writing some of it down that would
be a blessing to a
multitude of people. You know,
That's the first. Don't say nothing else till I call you, because you're going to give some stuff away. What's your first name?
Kirk.
Got you.
K-I-R-K.
Burke, I got you. Yes. 240, the first three. I have you. I'm going to definitely give you a text as soon as we end this broadcast. God bless you, man.
Okay.
Anybody else out there that's burning, saying your finances, stuff like that, we're talking about building the seven. The seven is a principle that says when you commit to a prophetic number, you can now build a prophetic number. Not by your will and not by your own power or your devices, but by the will of God. And by submitting and saying, you know what, he's just like me. Even though you may not be in that situation, you can still reach out to someone and prophetically speak in their lives and say, let's do this together. Let's do this in every city. Let's build this instead. You start to see some things that are about to launch here with the Now Network and P2B Ministries. Don't say, look at Pastor E, give me a call and say, what would it take for me to do the same thing? I have a blueprint. Oh, my God. We have a blueprint for some of these things that are happening, and we want to share freely. I'm so glad that was able to get in. Anyone else, any comment before we close out tonight? I'm so blessed. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you are live on Prophetic Release. Now, don't hang up, y'all, because when she dial ones and puts her on mute, we're here waiting on you. Hang up, dial back in. Don't dial one. I will bring you into the broadcast. Apostle Marvin, take a couple of minutes. What do you have going on? I see a lot of fire going on in your ministry, and doors are opening. Tell us what you have going on in your region, how people can get in contact with you. If there is a curriculum or a program, definitely share the leadership prayer call on Monday. Anything that you would like to share with our network to get it out there for all of us to have somewhere to go all the time, go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We do have on our Facebook page, it's called Extreme Ministries International Fellowship. We have a fellowship of churches and leaders that come together, and it's called Extreme Ministries International Fellowship. Go on our Facebook page and like it, if you would. And we're also in the process of completing our webpage. So we're also going to have a webpage as well that's in the process, almost finished, but it should be finished here really soon. But you can get in contact with us through the Extreme Ministries International Fellowship. Again, we do have churches that have came under the fellowship. And basically, we support the churches through prayer. We also go to the churches and do leadership retreats. We call them Super Saturday Leadership Days. We go do training with the leadership. And then we also have one-on-ones with the pastor just to see where they are, how they're doing, what their frustrations are, what the great things are happening. And we really are a support for the pastors and the leadership and the churches that are in the fellowship. And so we really have a heart to build kingdom leaders and to build ministry for fellow pastors. So if anyone would like to know more information about your church and about becoming a part of the fellowship, again, it's not an organization where we tell you how to run your church. We're not there to run anything, but we're just there to be a support to your ministry. You can reach out to us to get more information about that. And we also have a mentorship program as well for pastors, evangelists, five-fold ministry people, that if you want to be and know more information about our mentorship program, you can also reach out to me as well. You can email me or email us at XM for Extreme Ministries, xmfellowship@gmail.com. I'm sorry, xmfellowship@gmail.com. You can email us or you can call me 304-573-0339. Again, it's 304-573-0339. So we are a fellowship. And then we do have some upcoming dates as well. We do leadership trainings over the phone as well every other week. And then every Monday we have a prayer call for leadership. That has been postponed for the month of February. We're going to start it back the first Monday of March, but we've been doing it for the last 7 years. But God just said to hold off for the month of February, just have a rest period. We're going to start that back up in March. So if you need to know more information about the fellowship or the mentorship program, or if you want to just have a way for I to come and minister for retreats, whatever, we are available for that as well.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from the Now Network had a comment, and she's live right now.
Yes, good evening, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good afternoon, Apostle Marvin. Awesome, awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Prophetic word tonight.
Thank
awesome.
You, thank you, amen.
Awesome.
Praise God.
Awesome prophetic word tonight. I've got two sheets of paper here, and I got it going up this way and that way and up that, just all over the place. I'm listening at this word, prophetic word. It's not, I was listening at the young lady want to know this, and she wanted to know so much about this. Prophetic. Don't just come just like that. Prophetic word is, oh, my God. Prophetic word is as the Spirit will. It's as the Spirit will. When God gives you a prophetic word, you don't just get it like that. It's as the Spirit will. When God gives you a word to bring forth to the body of Christ, it's not you. It's not your own self talking or speaking or what have you. It's as the Spirit will. God will give you a word to bring forth to the body of Christ. And when he gives you that word to bring forth to the body of Christ, it's as the Spirit will. You have given prophetic word, but it was as the Spirit will. You weren't just speaking on your own. You were speaking by the word of God. You were speaking by the word of God. When I heard you, man of God, Apostle Marvin, you said about we got to go deeper into the things of God. Go deeper into the things of God. And I was sitting here saying, Lord, I need to go more deeper than what I am. I want to get grounded and rooted in the things of God.
Deeper,
yeah.
Right now.
I want to go so deep that nothing can stop me.
I need deeper right now.
I need to be so deep right now, nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me, Apostle Marvin.
Yes.
I love to go deeper in the things of God.
Oh, my God.
And you went on, oh, my God. And you went on, and you talked about being, I am protected. God, look, you talked about God. God will fight for us. We don't have to fight.
That's right.
And you say, I am, God, you say, I am your protector. am your advocate. And when you were saying that about the word advocate, God is our advocate. When he sees some of us in trouble or going through something, guess what he does? He stands up at attention. And he might say, look at my sister. Look at my man of God. Look what they're going through. God stands up at attention, and he pleads our case. God is like a lawyer, and he goes to God on our behalf, and he pleads our case.
That's our advocate.
He's our advocate. He pleads our case like a lawyer. He stands up at attention when he sees me going through something.
Yes, he does.
And he pleads. He takes my case before God. Hallelujah, man of God.
All the time. Woman of God, you know
Hallelujah.
What? It's so dynamic that every time
Woo.
The word goes forward, we can just let the broadcast go. We'd be sitting with me. You can preach about two or three. Girl, I'm telling you, God be moving on your behalf. And I'm so grateful that you're so willing
yes,
to get us to keep us from fired up.
Yes, Lord.
Any comments, Apostle Marvin?
Oh, Jesus, yes. Come on, Pastor Marvin. Apostle Marvin, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you about to tear your house up. Thank you.
Yes,
She's
fired up.
Yes, I
no,
am.
No, fired up at 60. I know. I ain't going to put your age out there. We're going to leave
That's
it at
okay.
60. Fired up at 60. Then you put your own age out there. I said 60. I know we have a little bit more elevation, but fired up. There's some folks out there talking about why they don't end this call. Why they don't quit?
Yep. I ain't gonna
but
quit.
But you better understand
I'm
something. You better get fired up. Now,
yes,
now, because of timing. No, this
yes.
is honest, though. Because of radio time
yes.
and people's attention,
yes.
of course we
Woo.
Honor that. And we're about to close. But after this is over, don't you think I'm finna go party? No, I'm finna turn up the music and get my praise on.
Yes, I need to, man of God.
Without you, you just don't know what I go through trying to get closer.
Can I say something before you hang up? Apostle Marvin, I be waiting on you to come on, man of God. I love you. I love your word. I love your teaching. I love your ministry.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
What about my energy?
Thank you.
Wait a minute. What about my energy?
Jesus.
I am silly. Yes, I get anointed and I get silly. Come on, pray us out of here, man of God. Let's get out of here.
Oh my God.
We thank you so much, God. We praise you for everything that you've done tonight, God, that you get the glory out of everything that was said and done tonight, Father. Just move upon your people tonight. Keep us strong. Keep us faithful in you, God. Press us with that fire that you put within each and every one of us, God. Allow the fire to press us into our destinies, God. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, if y'all want to hang around with it, I'm going to give you a little taste about what I'm about to go do. Don't get scared, but if you have to go, you're released. God bless everybody. No, this is real. I'm going to go off.
You can't have my family.
Might as well put your hands together. Put them together, come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my praise on.
you're going to break out your craft, break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
That you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.